angels from the realms of glory, wing your flight o'er all the earth. Ye who sang creation's story, now proclaim Messiah's birth. Come and worship. Come and worship. Worship Christ the
to Bethel Baptist Church. And if you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. Now, directly following this service, we encourage you to attend our quarterly congregational business meeting. The Pacific Hills Manor. Normally, the service on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock is canceled today. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study, searching the scriptures to find the answer to the question, is it okay to question God? And at the 5 o'clock service this afternoon, Pastor Otero will continue the Bible study series in the book of Isaiah, teaching from Isaiah chapter 51 today. The Wednesday evening prayer service at 7:30 p.m. will feature reading from the book of Proverbs, reading Proverbs 23 and 24 this Wednesday. Just a note for the end of the month activities, on December 23rd, the service will include the Christmas cantata and fellowship luncheon. And on December 30th, there will be no fellowship luncheon. And on December 31, there will be, that of course is New Year's Eve. And there will be the customary dinner and service on that evening. And excuse me. Please refer to the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday, and also refer to the church bulletin for this afternoon's activity. There is one thing I should mention, that tomorrow, Monday, December 3rd, at 7 p.m. at Mary Tomlinson's home, there will be the ladies' Christmas party. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Revelation chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. And now Brother Olivas will be leading us in the singing of the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. Let's begin our worship with hymn number 87, Joy to the World.
Joy to the World. Yes, brother, we have Christmas songs. Yes, amen. Good morning once again. It's good to have you guys here this morning after you've braved that wonderful monsoon that's going on out there. Amen. So once again, I can't even speak. 87, Joy to the World. Here and go to page 96. Sorry, 94. What child is this? Go ahead and please stand. Turn your hymns to 163, Open My Eyes That I May See.
Unclasped and set me free. Silence.
so much, my good brother Olivas, and in spite of this wonderful rain that we needed, I congratulate you for your effort in coming here today. My wife's not here, but she was tired after yesterday, the memorial service, and when you take medicine, it makes you tired, and that's what happened. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we are reminded in the scripture in Psalm 9, David said, I will praise you, O God, with my whole heart. And Father, we are here to do just that, to praise you, to learn from you with a whole heart. And so thank you, Lord, that you allow us to have a building. Thank you that we have light, electricity today, in spite of the storm. Thank you that we are broadcasting over the radio and broadcasting over the internet, and the large audience who listen will have the blessing to be part of our service, and we will have the blessing to know that they are listening and be a part of a worship service that have you in mind from the beginning to the end. Lord, as we go through life, we get sick, and we pray for those who have been affected by sickness. Ann Pareto, Mildred Plica, Helen Menick, Romulo Noriel, Raquel Otero, Chuck Mayer. And Lord, every day I'm surprised by you with somebody who is sick or in the hospital from our church. And I told my wife many times, Lord, I never know what's happening tomorrow. But Lord, in spite of all this sickness, you provide for us beautiful hospitals, wonderful doctors, and the care of people for you. And there's an experience in our life as we go through surgeries and go through difficulties, but we know that you are by us and with us, and we thank you, Father. We love our missionaries, and we pray for Carol Runot in Seville, Spain, Eusebio and Maritza Perez in Malaga, Spain, Giovanni and Barbara Bendaño in Guatemala, Central America, Martha Poretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Jose and Diane Avila, as they are now in the headquarters here in America, but they minister in Costa Rica and in Cuba. And also, we pray for the informed choice, Lord, here in Morgan Hill, a light in the middle of travel for young people. And so we pray that resources be provided for their existence. For Christian Athletic Association in San Jose, for Daniel and Miriam Lacey in the Road Race Ministry, and Fred and Carol Lewis in the Worldview Center. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, that we have these missionaries, some of them for years, and we are proud of them. And we pray that your presence, as they minister today in their fields, they will be real to their life. We thank you for the support of our church, Father, and for 30 years, you provide for us, and we never miss one missionary payment. We never miss a payment in our church. And so, Father, we thank you for the love of your people and for the care and providing for our expenses. And they give because they love you. And so, Father, we are thankful. So bless the offering and bless the giver. In Jesus' precious name, amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
Thank you, choir, very much. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the Gospel according to Luke. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1107. We will be reading Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. Will you please stand now for the reading of God's word? Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord showed round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for your mercy in giving to men of old the very words of life, that those words have been sent down to us and now appear in written form, and that wisdom and knowledge begins when we know to fear you. By that same word, we know that you have loved us, and by your grace, you have sent your only begotten Son to relieve that fear, who endured the penalty for our sin by the shedding of his blood at the cross. Even the shepherds, we have received, as they did, the good tidings of great joy, and glorify and praise you that we have a Savior who is Christ the Lord. We pray now for your servant as he comes to bring the gospel of peace, our pastor Gabriel Otero. Bless him in his exposition of your word, that further light may be shed on the truth. And bless us also and those listening on the radio and internet and CD, that we may live according to that truth. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Would you please be seated?